What happens when a white working class city in Maine gets a culture shock and an influx of thousands of refugees from Somalia? Well, the answer is a lot of tension at times, but the city of Lewiston, Maine had one thing that could bind its people together once they were thrown into the same pot. That was soccer. Amy Bass chronicles the story of the Lewiston High School boys soccer team in her new book. It's called One Goal, A Coach, A Team, and the Game That Brought Together a Divided Town. And she tells how that one coach used the game and his team to unite Lewiston.
Lewiston is a factory town. It's filled with red brick factories built along canals that harness the power of the Great Falls of the Androscoggin River. And in its heyday, it was one of the major retail centers of New England. And walking through those streets now, it's a much different place.
And then in 2001, Amy, Lewiston starts to change. Refugees from Somalia begin settling there, sort of the opening chapters of your book. Who are these refugees? Why have they come?
You know, it starts with just a handful of folks. These are folks who lived for years upon years in Kenya in refugee camps. They are relocated to the United States, not to Lewiston directly, to other places. This is what we call a secondary migration. And they look for a place to build a community. And Lewiston has good schools, pretty decent safety record, and a lot of vacant apartments, affordable vacant apartments. So it starts with a handful. And word of mouth spreads, and a handful turns to hundreds, and hundreds turn to thousands.
What was the debate like in the community of Lewiston, the people who were already there when refugees started to arrive?
The debate has had an ebb and a flow. There have been hot, contentious moments in which the town has had to do some reckoning on both sides with itself.
In a recent BBC documentary, Lewiston's mayor, Boston native Bob McDonald, sounded less than welcoming.
You come and you accept our culture and you leave your culture at the door.
There have been some incidents. There has been, you know, some moments of you know, a mayor writing a letter saying, stop coming. You know, we're tapped enough. And then, you know, ways to find a path forward. And that's really where the story of my book comes in, because the story of One Goal is the story of one of those paths forward.
Talk a little bit more about the Lewiston soccer team and how they were playing, what they were doing as their town started to change.
Yes, yeah, soccer was something that coach would say athletes used to get ready for their real sports. That this is a championship hockey town, that this was a way to stay in shape in the fall. And as Somalis brought a passion for soccer to Lewiston, it wasn't that it became a soccer town instead of a hockey town. It became a hockey town and a soccer town. They began to fill the parks. You began to see, you know, refugee youth leagues. And they found their way onto the high school team.
So talk about Coach Mike McGraw, because he's a central character here.
He is a central character. My favorite thing that the players say about Mike McGraw is that Coach doesn't care where we're from as long as we pass the ball. And I think that that speaks volumes, right, to how he approached this. He calls it the advantage of the ball, that the rules of soccer, the way that you build a play, the way that you build a team, was a natural way for this team to serve as an exemplar for the community.
But let's not be too Pollyannish about it. He starts to notice that he doesn't have a well-oiled integrated unit of American kids, Somali kids playing together on one team. It's not quite like that at first.
No, there's a real turning point for this team. It happens in August, preseason practice, and he's walking to the practice field. And this story is almost legend within the team now. He notices that they're getting ready separately. They're putting their socks and shin guards and cleats on separately. And he thinks to himself, I'm a coach. I know how to do this. This is what I do. And he just started shouting names and pointing and physically moving them, and then talked to them about what it means to be a team, that it means high fives in the hallway, and it means going to a football game together, and it means going to the movies together, and it means getting ready, sitting next to one another. And it was a real turning point. It was a turning point that all of the players felt. And it was a turning point that Mike McGraw really felt they were waiting for.
So Lewiston starts to change in 2001. By 2007, 2008, the team is taking on more Somali kids who've come to town. And then you jump forward to the 2015 season. What happens?
The 2015 season is, you know, they're a nationally ranked team for the first time. They outscore their opponents going into the postseason by 100 goals. They are undefeated. They are determined. So that 2015 season, their one goal largely is to win, you know, make history for the school, but also bring Mike McGraw his first state championship.
Listen up. All right, we're doing this for the guy on the left and for the guy on the right. All right, we're doing this for the community. We're doing this for Coach McGraw, all right? They'd give up anything to be on this field right now, all right? Last year we were here, no, we lost it. This is our year. No one's going to stop us, right?
Yeah! Yeah!
The stands full with Lewiston blue, Scarborough red on both sides, about 4,500 in attendance. First half, Blue Devils controlling play. Omar Abdi Sharif and his team into the second half. Lewiston's Malik Abdal with a dangerous flip throw-in. Here, it deflects off a Scarborough defender in the box. And it's a goal, and Lewiston takes a 1-0 lead. The Blue Devils hang on for the 1-0 victory. The first championship for the Blue Devils in high school soccer, and the first for Mike McGraw, the head coach, in his 33rd year as the coach.
We just didn't give up, and he taught us to work hard all 90 minutes.
2015 State of Maine Boys Classic.
A huge victory for Mike McGraw, a huge victory for the team, of course, but talk about how the city of Lewiston experienced that win.
You know, that day in November in 2015 at Portland's Fitzpatrick Stadium, they had to keep opening up new sections of bleachers. There were 4,500 soccer fans in those stands. So you're looking beyond the parents of just the teams, right? You're looking at the entire community being there. And everyone that you talked to was about, we have to all be there. This is a we moment. And they were. They were there by the thousands. They celebrated that game as a community. They celebrated it for weeks afterwards as a community. It was a coming together.
And you issue a cautionary tale as well. Immigration, assimilation, culture is a little more complicated than a good soccer season.
It is. Coming together isn't staying together. And when you look at the 2016 election, Androscoggin County went Republican for the first time in a long time. So these moments offer these snapshots, but we need to keep building on them.
The book is One Goal, A Coach, A Team, and A Game That Brought Together a Divided Town, the story of soccer in Lewiston, Maine. Amy Bass is the author. Amy, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks to the Portland Press, Herald, and WMTW-TV for the audio that you heard from Lewiston's 2015 championship victory. Amy Bass's book, One Goal, is out today. Have you ever experienced the unifying power of sports?
This is Angela from Sophomore, Illinois. Nothing brought Chicago together more than when the Cubs won the World Series after the 100-year-plus drought. People of all races, nationalities, and faiths were hugging each other without regard.
This is Kelly from Wayzata. On a very local level, one of my daughters played high school soccer. The team she played with graduated in 2011, but the bond that the girls and the parents created is still as tight as when they were playing. There's a true caring that developed when on the field, each child became all of our children. It became a family unit.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.